This is Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we have a fun lesson for you all today. Our topic is still activities, and this lesson is called We Can Still Have Fun. We can still have fun. Peter, what do you like to do during a snowstorm?
I like to drink hot chocolate on the sofa and look through the window and watch the snow. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
When the weather is really bad outside, it makes the indoors feel nice. I've had a lot of good times reading during a bad storm. Well, let's read right now. You can read today's Read It with Peter.
Abby and Taylor like snowstorms. They are never bored. In Vancouver, Taylor liked to stay indoors. She enjoys reading interesting books about real people. In Washington, D.C., Abby's family likes to sit by the fire and chat. Even restaurants there have fireplaces. But there are also many performances to see. The city has so many indoor activities to discover.
The weather in winter sometimes keeps people indoors, so people find things to do for fun. Board games are popular indoor games that people like to play.
We also talked about board games yesterday. They can be a lot of fun. But you can also read books.
That's right. I love to read books, and it's really great on days with snowstorms. One of my favorite things to do is read with one of my best friends.
That's great, Katie. And I think what you just said about the indoors is a good time to spend with family and friends.
You're right. Well, everyone, it's time for us to learn our keywords for today. So here's Christina.
今天谈的是大风雪的天气。Abby 和 Taylor 都喜欢大风雪的天气，他们不会因为待在屋子里就觉得无聊，感到无聊乏味就是 bored。They are never bored。下大雪的时候 ，Taylor 喜欢待在家里看有趣的书 ，interesting books。所以有趣、有意思的就是 interesting。She enjoys reading interesting books。尤其是根据真人的故事所写出来的书，那是 Taylor 的最爱。真实就是 real。She likes books about real people。而 Abby 呢，她的家里有壁炉，暴风雪困在家里的时候，家人就会用壁炉生火，然后坐在壁炉边聊天。Chat 就是聊天。They sit by the fire and chat。其实在室内可以做的活动真的很多。名词活动就是 activity， 它的复数是 activities， 所以 Abby 他们不论如何都能够找到有趣的事情做。动词找到或发现就是 discover， they always discover fun things to do。
I love snow. Me too. What did you do during snowstorms in Vancouver?
I usually stayed indoors. I often watched the news or read books.
Oh, what kind of books?
I enjoy books with real stories. I can learn about real people and places.
I like those too.
I am never bored during snowstorms.
Having fun indoors is easy.
Well, it looks like we are spending another day indoors. This snowstorm is really bad. What can we do?
Not to worry, Katie. You can do a lot of things indoors. Having fun is easy. But first, let's go to Christina.
Abby 觉得在室内要找到好玩的事情做其实很简单。Having fun indoors is easy. 看这个句子的时候，你只要把 having fun indoors 圈起来，整个句子的意思就清楚了。这个句子只不过在说 something is easy， 而 something 就是 having fun indoors， 所以 having fun indoors 是动名词片语做整句的主词。比如说 learning to dance is easy， 学跳舞很简单。 traveling with family is fun，跟家人一起旅行很好玩。
This pattern has two parts we need to look at, then we will practice it together. The first part of the sentence is doing something, like having fun or eating dinner.
That's right. And the second part is just talking about how it is. Having fun is easy, but...You can add an extra part. Having fun indoors is easy. So, Katie, help me finish this one. Eating dinner at home.
Oh, eating dinner at home is cheap. That is a good way to save money. Okay, Peter, here's another one. Playing basketball with friends.
Playing basketball with friends is fun. That's an easy one.Friends, can you think of a sentence to practice at home? Practicing at home helps.
In conversation A, we also find out that Taylor likes to read books about real people. For our friends who want a challenge, these books are called biographies. So, Peter, what does Taylor mean when she says real?
Real people have been alive. They are not a cartoon.Or a person made up, like Batman or Spider-Man. Those people are not real.
That's right. So, real people have real stories. That's what history is about, and you can learn about things that really happen. But you can also read books that have stories that didn't really happen, and those are entertaining.
Katie, I have a question. Do you like stories about real people or not real people?
I think that I like to read stories about people who are not real. Those are very interesting to me. Well, friends, now it's time for us to move on to conversation B.
Hi, Susie. What did you do during the snowstorm?
I played a board game with Taylor and Alex. I enjoyed it.
That's good. Board games can be really interesting.
I agree. Abby, I heard you're from Washington, D.C. Does it snow a lot there?
Sometimes it does, but people don't feel bored. There are many indoor activities to do there.
Most people think that if you are stuck indoors, you can get bored. But friends, I think it can be easy to have fun. So...What do you think this word bored means?
Well, I know that being bored is the worst. You feel bored when you have nothing to do. Or when something is not interesting, that means that it is boring. Peter, did you see that movie last night?
Yes, I did. I didn't like it at all. It was so boring.
I agree. I like more interesting movies.
I agree with that. And we all agree that it's time for today's calendar phrase.
I agree.
I agree. 我同意。
Snow is really beautiful.
I agree.
Snow is really fun.
I agree.
Snow is really cold.
I agree.
I think we should go inside now.
I agree. Let's go!
I agree.
I agree. 我同意。
Friends, you just learned about the word bored. You use this word when you have nothing to do. And remember, it's spelled B-O-R-E-D.But yesterday we talked about board games. That board is spelled B B-O-A-R-D. Remember that they are different.
Thanks, Katie. We talked about this word interesting, and use it when you like to learn about something, or for most things that you like.
Right. I like to read, and interesting books are my favorite. And Peter, I heard that you like to cook. Is that true?
Yeah, it is true. I think cooking is interesting. There are so many things to learn and so many good foods to try.
I agree. And it is always interesting to try new foods. That can be an interesting hobby. And now, Christina has something interesting to teach us.
Susie 听说 Abby 来自华盛顿特区，她说 I heard you're from Washington D.C. 我们来看一下 heard 这个字。heard 其实是 hear， 听到、听说的过去式，它的读音是 heard。我们在日常生活中常常会说，我听说明天不考试了，我听说这里的房价很高，我听说什么什么。因为现在所说的话是早先听到的，所以一定要用过去式的 heard。 换句话说，你如果要表达听说某件事的话，就用 I heard 怎么样就可以了。比如 I heard you are moving， 我听说你要搬家。 I heard you won the game， 我听说你比赛赢了。
Thank you, Christina. Friends, that is a very useful word to learn because we use it a lot. When something happens and you want to talk about it with someone, you use this word.
Yes, I heard that the weather is going to get better. This word can be used when you have learned something new too. But now I heard it's time for our break. So come back. We'll be back after this.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about all kinds of activities. And these are all activities that you can do indoors.
Activities are things you can do. And there are quite a few activities you can do. Friends, think about an activity you find interesting and tell a friend about it. But right now, let's go on to Conversation C.
What kind of indoor activities?
There are many performances in the city.
What about at home?
My house has a fireplace. My family likes to sit by the fire and chat.
A fireplace can make you feel warm and happy.
Yes, even some restaurants have fireplaces.
Wow. Your city does sound interesting.
We always discover fun things to do.
Indoor activities are best to do when it is cold outdoors. And when there is a storm happening outside, you really want to be inside.
And if you're stuck indoors, then it can be a good time to spend with friends and family. Maybe just chat.
Yes, that is an easy thing to do, and it's one of the best ways to spend time with a friend. Remember, to chat with someone means to talk to someone about anything. Usually, you're talking about something small, like how your day was, or something like that.
Yes, maybe you are feeling bad today. Chatting with a friend can make you feel better. And now it's time to go to Rebecca.For her grammar point.
Today's grammar point is very useful. Something can you feel adjective. For example, too much candy can make you feel sick. Or good friends can make you feel happy. You can do this, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca.Friends, I know that talking in English can sometimes make you feel scared, But just keep trying and keep practicing.
That is right. Practicing will make you feel better about your English. And if you practice for 10 minutes every day, you will discover you are good at it.
That's great. And discover was a word today. When you discover something, you find something new. When you learn, you are always discovering new things that you never knew about before.
That's why we want you to always be learning. Or when you travel, you discover so many beautiful things and interesting places.
And that, my friends, is why travel is so interesting. It's exciting to discover new places. Now, can you think of something that you have discovered before? Go ask a friend, what have you discovered at school today? Well, everyone, now it's time for us to review our keywords. Let's say them together.
Here's our first keyword. Bored. Bored. I feel bored. There's nothing to do.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm reading an interesting new book.
Real. Real. Spider-Man is not a real person.
Chat. Chat. Abby likes to chat on her phone.
Activity. Activity. We have an activity after school today.
Discover. Discover. Do you know who discovered America? Okay, everyone, those are all the keywords we had today. Now, let's review today's conversations.
I love snow. Me too. What did you do during snowstorms in Vancouver?
I usually stayed indoors. I often watched the news or read books.
Oh, what kind of books?
I enjoy books with real stories. I can learn about real people and places.
I like those too.
I am never bored during snowstorms.
Having fun indoors is easy. Hi, Susie. What did you do during the snowstorm?
I played a board game with Taylor and Alex. I enjoyed it.
That's good. Board games can be really interesting.
I agree. Abby, I heard you're from Washington, D.C. Does it snow a lot there?
Sometimes it does, but people don't feel bored. There are many indoor activities to do there.
What kind of indoor activities?
There are many performances in the city.
What about at home?
My house has a fireplace. My family likes to sit by the fire and chat.
A fireplace can make you feel warm and happy.
Yes, even some restaurants have fireplaces.
Wow, your city does sound interesting.
We always discover fun things to do.
I like snowstorms.
You do? Well, why?
Snow is fun. We can go sledding. We can make a snowman. We can throw snowballs.
But we can't play outside in a snowstorm.
Oh, yeah. So what can we do?
I don't know.
Oh, I have an idea. Let's sit by the fireplace and chat.
Fireplace?
Yeah, fireplaces make me feel warm and happy.
But the Jungle Cafe doesn't have a fireplace.
Oh, well, it should have a fireplace.
Yeah, and some books.
And some games.
And some puzzles.
Yeah, and mosquitoes!
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about things we can do indoors. And here to answer our questions is my special guest, Bobby Hobby. Hello, Bobby. Welcome back.
Hello, Rob. Good to be here.
Well, Bobby, can you help us answer a question today?
Sure. How can I help?
All right. Well, we have a question today from Jenna Liao of New York. Jenna writes, I am a mother of 4 young children. Sometimes the weather is bad. My kids can't go out to play. They are not very happy because they can't go outside. Can you give me some ideas for things they can do indoors?
Hi, Jenna. Great question. Rainy and snowy days can be hard on parents. I understand.
Right. Children must stay inside, and they don't know what to do.
Yes. Here are some suggestions. Have some board games at home.
Board games? Aren't those games you play when you're bored?
Very funny. Board and bored sound alike. But no, board games are not just games you play when you're bored. Many board games are a lot of fun.
That's true. I enjoy playing board games. They are a lot of fun to play with friends and family.
You're right. You can also look online for simple craft ideas. I love making crafts on stormy days. It's a great way to pass the time.
Is making crafts one of your hobbies, Bobby?
Yes, Rob, it is. I love making crafts because you can be creative and you don't have to spend a lot of money.
That's true. Hey, I just thought of another thing to do on stormy days.
What's that?
You can tell each other stories. Stories are always fun.
That's right.
Well, thanks for your ideas, Bobby. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, I think we learned a lot today. We learned that having fun indoors is easy. But I do hope the snowstorm stops soon.
I agree. Being indoors is a good time to be with family and friends. You can play board games, or just chat with each other.
Or you can read a book indoors. That can make you feel relaxed and happy. If you've been in a big storm before, you know that there are many interesting indoor activities to discover.
That's right. And it just takes a little thinking to come up with some ideas. You can also keep learning and discover new things. You'll never be bored.
That's right. Well, friends, we are out of time for today, but tomorrow we have a new lesson for you. So make sure you come back and join us then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.